I found this a very interesting passage on the Sunday after annual conference. At annual conference, when the bishop fixes the appointments for the coming year, and we have Paul speaking to the people of Corinth about his life as their apostle, as their pastor, as their preacher, as their teacher. You see, the people of Corinth were, as a community of faith, were a bit troubled. They had all sorts of different issues that they were dealing with. You would think it was the church of today, wouldn't you? They had people who wanted a better place at the table. They were people who felt they deserved the best place at the table. They made this thing about gifts and why my gift was better than your gift that the Holy Spirit gave me. Paul was dealing with the people in a lot of conflict over what it meant to be the body of Christ, the community of faith. If you read in chapter 5, before this chapter, you hear Paul talking about reconciliation, and that as the body of Christ, we need to be reconcilers. There were other people who were speaking at these times, Apollos and Cephas, and maybe they were better-looking preachers. Maybe they could joke a lot in worship so that when they preached, everyone was laughing and having a good time, and Paul might not have been quite the same preacher. He might have been a little unkempt. He might have had an accent that meant he was born in a different place than they were. And the people struggled with his leadership. So here he is speaking to us this morning about all the things that he has endured as this apostle, as this follower of Jesus Christ. I can tell you personally that not one of us really wakes up one morning and says, "Hey, I want to be a preacher. That's the thing I want most in my life," because it's, you know, you get so many benefits and life is good and everybody prays. No, none of us wake up and say that. It is a calling by God upon our hearts to do the will of God, to make disciples for Jesus Christ, for the transformation of the world. It is not easy work. Even in Corinth, we see that Paul did not have easy work, because in this room, I haven't done my preacher count yet, but in this room, there's this many people. That means there's this many opinions about everything. Whether it's what sauce we use in the barbecue, whether it's what color carpet we have, whether it's what age do we do children's church and not do children's church, whether it's which translation we use, whether we want a man in the pulpit, a woman in the pulpit, we want them this height, we want them this height, we want them to speak English so that we can understand it. You go on and on and on about the things that we can, as a people, as a body of Christ, can get ourselves wrapped up around. So when God calls you to stand in a pulpit and preach and lead and be that one that is called to serve God and serve Christ and serve the community you've been called into, you're called into a place of brokenness. But brothers and sisters, the one who's called is also broken. And that's what Paul is talking about the brokenness of who we are as people. But we together, as the body of Christ, and me as the one appointed here, coming for year 12, I got reappointed for year 12, coming together to serve the Lord, that it's not going to be an easy road. If we are going to move forward as the body of Christ and serve people in this community, we have got to keep our eye on the Lord. We have got to keep love in our hearts. This is why the last couple sentences in this passage of Paul struck me, when he says, "Our heart is wide open to you. There are no restrictions in our affections, but only in yours." We are going to encounter people who will have restrictions about the love that we want to give to them, the love we want to share with them. But we want our love to be wide open, which means wide open. Don't I make a great target? But when we choose to protect ourselves, we limit not only the gift of the community that comes to us, but the gift of grace that comes from God. And then he says, "In return, I speak to you as children. Open wide your hearts also." So I want to tell you about someone that I knew who was wide open. His name was Nathan Thomas Roy. He lived 6.5 years, and from the time that Nathan Thomas could walk, he ran. He ran everywhere. In fact, we had teachers asking us if maybe he needed Ritalin like his brother because he was just too wide open. But he was just simply wide open. He was wide open for life. He was wide open for love. And he was wide open in humor. This young man was wide open from the day he was born to the day he died. And during the time of his life, if he got a little tired, he fell asleep. And as soon as he woke up, he was wide open. His love is what I read as I heard those words. I saw that little boy running as fast as he could to do whatever God was calling him to do in that next moment, including causing mischief in his Sunday school class. We're called to love wide open, which means we're called to get hurt by the love that we give. Because loving is painful at times as much as it's joyous. It means that we're going to struggle with each other because we're not going to all agree. It means that being the family of God, we can be this most dysfunctional family you can imagine. But if we love wide open, guess what we're going to have is great parties of reconciliation and great moments of joy. When we celebrate our young people who graduate from college or graduate from high school, when we celebrate someone who's a 90-year-old father on Father's Day, when we celebrate the ups of our lives, we can also be together and pray for families who have a son in neuro ICU or who have a father who's going to have triple bypass heart surgery. That's what the body of Christ is called to be. And Paul is reminding us it's messy work, but it's well worth it. We are called to be a people of reconciliation, sometimes first within, but then we call to the world that we offer wide open love, that they may be reconciled as well. In just a few moments, we're going to come to a very unusual communion table. But Christ had wide open love for the world, so much that he died so that we might have life and have it eternal. So my prayer for us is that we will open wide our hearts and love as we are called to love. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.